In a plot woven by fate, Pontius Pilate emerges from the pages of history, imprinting his indelible name in the chronicles of ancient times with an act that resonates to this day. This man, mentioned in the scriptures at a moment of immense gravity, found himself at the epicenter of a choice that would alter the course of history, the crucifixion and death of Jesus. Picture yourself in Judea under Roman rule, where popular outcry blends with political and spiritual intrigues. Pilate, whose name reverberates through the centuries, stands at a crossroads of destiny. He is remembered not for his achievements or governance, but for a decision that would become a symbol of injustice and moral dilemma. Before him, the choice between releasing Barabbas, a notorious criminal feared for the violence and chaos he sowed, or Jesus, whose only guilt was the accusation of speaking truths that challenged the powers of the time. In the veil of night, before the dawn preceding this fateful decision, a divine message attempted to alter the course of events. Pilate's wife, tormented by visions in a dream, pleaded with him to refrain from condemning an innocent man. However, under the weight of expectations and the fervor of the crowd, Pilate chooses a gesture that would become synonymous with evasion of responsibility. He washes his hands, attempting to dissociate himself from the decision that would seal Jesus's fate. But who was this man before becoming an eternal symbol of controversy? How did he rise to power in a turbulent time? And what forces led him to succumb to pressure, allowing the crucifixion of an innocent? This video will unravel not only the man behind the myth, but also the tragic consequences of his choices and how they reverberate throughout history. Join me on a journey to the heart of the first century after Christ, an era in which the Roman Empire, in its relentless quest for expansion, wove its dominion through vast and diverse lands. It was a time of grandeur and conquest, when Rome extended its tentacles from the cold mists of the British Isles to the scorching deserts of Egypt, and from verdant Spain to the rich lands of Asia Minor. Amidst this backdrop of power and diversity emerges a figure destined to be immortalized in the annals of humanity, Pontius Pilate. This man, hailing from Roman nobility, rose to the position of prefect of Judea, ruling with Rome's iron hand from 26 to 36 AD, under the watchful eye of Emperor Tiberius Caesar. But to truly understand Pilate and the shadow he would cast over history, we must first immerse ourselves in the context that defined his era. Imagine an empire so vast that it encompassed dozens of cultures, languages, and religions. An empire that, under the banner of the Roman Eagle, unified under its control territories, ranging from the icy northern lands to the hot sands of the south, from the west where the sun sets to the east where it rises. This was Pilate's world, a melting pot of peoples and beliefs, where Roman authority faced the constant challenge of governing over unprecedented diversity. Among these many cultures, the Jews of Judea stood out for their unique and unwavering faith in a single God, a belief that frequently put them at odds with Roman policy of religious tolerance, which ironically aimed to maintain peace among the empire's many peoples. Pilate found himself amidst this tension, tasked with maintaining order and peace in a region marked by religious fervor and messianic expectations. Imagine yourself on the shores of the vast and blue Mediterranean, where the waters serve as routes for ships weaving the web of trade, connecting distant worlds. In this scenario of exchanges and riches, Judea positions itself not only as a crucial point for the Roman Empire, but also as a cauldron of fervor and resistance. Here, the spark of rebellion burns in the heart of its people, a flame fueled by the desire for freedom and unwavering faith in the God of Israel. Contrasting this, the hand of Rome extends with the weight of its gods and legions, imposing its order on a land marked by divine promises to Abraham. In this scenario of conflict between cultures and beliefs, the relationship between Romans and Jews oscillates in a delicate dance of power and faith. Rome, with its pantheon of gods, sees in the religious diversity of the empire a source of strength and unity. However, for the Jews of Judea, Worshipping a single god is not just a matter of faith, but of identity and resistance against invaders claiming their ancestral lands. It is in this whirlwind of tension and challenge that Pontius Pilate emerges, a man whose name would be engraved in history with lines of authority and controversy. Appointed by the Emperor Tiberius Caesar, Pilate assumes the role of prefect of Judea, a position that places him in the heart of the storm. His mission, to maintain order and peace in a land where every stone and every face tells stories of resistance against Roman occupation. Pilate finds himself facing a monumental dilemma: how to maintain peace in a region boiling with the desire for freedom, how to collect taxes from a people who see in every denarius a reminder of their subjugation. His task is arduous, demanding a hand that, while firmly holding the scepter of Rome, must navigate the turbulent waters of Jewish faith and culture. In this context, Pilate is not just a ruler imposing orders and collecting tributes. He becomes a symbol of the clash between imperial power and the unwavering faith of a people who look to the past for their future freedom. Within the complex tapestry of ancient history, where prominent figures like Pontius Pilate and Jesus weave the legacy of an era, we find Matthew, later one of Jesus's disciples, but originally a tax collector under Pilate's administration. Matthew's life, transformed by Jesus's call to ministry, exemplifies the profound intersections between the divine and the earthly spheres, illuminating the layers of history and faith that compose the biblical backdrop. In the face of the magnitude of these figures, a secular debate emerges, intertwined with doubts and skepticism. Some thinkers, leaning towards atheism, question the historical existence of Pilate and Jesus, proposing them as folkloric creations meant to enrich the biblical narrative. This veil of doubt casts shadows over the sacred scriptures, challenging faith and history with questions that seek answers in the concrete and tangible. However, the fabric of reality weaves a more complex story. How to argue against the existence of Pilate when the outline of his face is preserved on the metal of Roman coins from that time? How to deny his presence in history when his name is engraved in stone, witnessed by the ruins of the Roman theater in the city of Caesarea Maritima? These artifacts, silent but eloquent, speak through the centuries, echoing the truth of his existence. Moreover, Pilate does not only dwell in the pages of the Bible, but also in the writings of contemporaries, such as the Jewish historian Philo. His descriptions paint the image of a man of rigid character, feared for his cruelty and inflexibility, a portrait that transcends mere mythology to establish itself in the realm of recorded history. In the worn pages of history, amid lines of conflict and ambition, emerges Pontius Pilate's project to shape Judea, the construction of a grand aqueduct, a structure meant to overcome the limitations of nature, bringing life and prosperity to arid lands, but at the cost of controversy echoing through the ages. The funding for this monumental work would come from a contentious source, the treasury of the Temple of Jerusalem, a coffer guarded not only by stones, but by faith and belief in its sanctity. Pilate's demand sets in motion a chain of events marked by tension and resistance. The temple priests, guardians of faith, found themselves between a rock and a hard place. Agree to the use of sacred funds for a secular project, or face oppressive tax hikes? Their decision, though made under a cloak of secrecy, did not stay hidden for long, unleashing a wave of outrage sweeping through the streets of Jerusalem. The Jewish people, already simmering under Roman rule, saw in this act a double desecration of their spiritual leaders who yielded to Pilate's demands and of Pilate himself, who did not hesitate to violate the temple's sanctity for his own ends. Protest against such sacrilege culminated in arrests and executions, acts of repression further tarnishing Pilate's reputation among the Jews. Yet all this turmoil, all this struggle for power and sanctity, was merely a prelude to an even more monumental event. When Jesus, accused by religious authorities of blasphemy and self-proclaimed kingship of the Jews, was handed over to Pilate, destiny wove its most intricate course. The decision Pilate faced was not just about the life of a man accused of subversion. It was a choice intertwined with the divine, placing Pilate at a crossroads of faith, power, and justice. At this juncture in the narrative, we invite you to a reflective pause, delving into a fascinating analysis that unveils the complexity of Pontius Pilate's involvement in the fate of Jesus Christ. This pivotal moment, a vertex in the history of Christianity and humanity, is captured in the four Gospels of the New Testament, each offering a unique perspective reflecting the author's view: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew presents Pilate as a figure of wavering personality, almost ghostly in his inability to make a firm decision. In chapter 27 of his Gospel, the interaction between Pilate and Jesus is marked by palpable tension. Pilate, faced with the truth of Jesus' innocence, offers the people the choice between releasing the Lord or Barabbas, a notorious criminal. This passage also brings to light the warning given by Pilate's wife, a whisper of wisdom and foreboding that is, unfortunately, ignored. Mark, on the other hand, offers a slightly different nuance, illuminating Pilate's reluctant desire to save Jesus from death. This gospel portrays Pilate in a moment of hesitation, where, despite recognizing the Nazarene's innocence, he faces the fury of the crowd. Pilate's plea, "What crime has he committed?" resonates like an echo of reason amidst the clamor for crucifixion, an attempt by Pilate to steer the course of events, albeit in vain. Lucas presents us with a cautious, almost evasive Pilate, a figure who, faced with the trial of Jesus, seeks to steer clear of the impending storm. Unable to find fault in Jesus, Pilate sees an opportunity to pass the buck to Herod Antipas, the prince of Judea, and a figure already marked by the execution of John the Baptist. Pilate's act is not just an attempt to absolve himself of responsibility, but a reflection of the intricate web of power and influence in the region. Herod's refusal to make a final decision causes the responsibility to revert to Pilate, who in turn pushes it onto the Jewish people in a desperate attempt to wash his hands of Jesus' fate. The Gospel of John offers us an even more complex view of Pilate, revealing a facet of arrogance and disdain. Here, Pilate not only questions Jesus' authority, but scoffs at his mission to bear witness to the truth. This interaction underscores a poignant contrast between earthly power and spiritual authority, between Pilate's irony and Jesus' serenity, who proclaims a kingdom not of this world. As the story unfolds, we see the Jewish religious leaders pressuring Pilate, painting Jesus as a threat to stability and Roman rule. However, the underlying fear is that Jesus will incite a revolt, challenging not only the Roman order, but also the established religious power structure. Pilate, though convinced of Jesus' innocence in the face of charges of rebellion, finds himself cornered by politics and fear. The tension between Jews and Romans sets the backdrop for Pilate's decision to yield to demands for crucifixion, choosing to appease the crowd at the expense of his own conviction of justice. In this chapter of history, the tradition of Passover becomes the stage for a critical moment of choice that would echo through the ages. Pontius Pilate, facing the gathered crowd, finds himself confronted with a tradition that allows him to offer freedom to a prisoner as a gesture of mercy and celebration. Before him, the choice between Jesus, a man found guiltless, and Barabbas, a criminal known for his acts of violence. It is a crossroads that not only defines the fate of a man, but also the character of the one who decides. The tension escalates when Claudia, Pilate's wife, prompted by a premonitory dream, sends a message to her husband. Her warning, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream," emerges as a divine admonition, an attempt to alter the course of events. It is a voice crying out for justice amidst chaos, a plea for Pilate to recognize Jesus' innocence and the gravity of the impending judgment. However, faced with the deafening pressure of the crowd and the fear of inciting a popular revolt, Pilate opts for a symbolic gesture that would become infamous. He washes his hands in public, declaring his abstention from the decision and transferring the responsibility to the people and their religious leaders. This act, though intended to absolve him of guilt, immortalizes Pilate as a man who, faced with a choice between justice and expediency, chose the path of least resistance. The crucifixion of Jesus on Golgotha, outside the walls of Jerusalem, marks the tragic climax of this narrative, but also the end of Pilate's participation in biblical events. His life and leadership in Judea would undoubtedly continue, marked by the encounter with Christ, an intersection of destinies that would leave an indelible impression on his personal history and the collective memory of humanity. In the years following Jesus's crucifixion, Pontius Pilate did not stray from the path he had chosen. His governance in Judea remained marked by decisions that would resonate as echoes of his ruthless nature. Historical accounts outline a man whose leadership was characterized by repression and violence, with events standing out as grim testimonies of his legacy. Just 3 years after Jesus' death, Pilate once again plunged into controversy by ordering the arrest and execution of Galileans who were performing sacrifices in the temple, an act that violated not only the sanctity of the rite, but also the dignity of those practicing it. This action, followed by brutal repression against a group of Samaritans on Mount Gerizim under suspicion of an imminent rebellion, only reinforced Pilate's image as a ruler willing to employ violence to ensure his dominion and that of the Roman Empire. The outrage provoked by these actions led to a clamor for justice that echoed to the ears of Tiberius Caesar. Jewish leaders, once subdued by Pilate's authority, found in the imperial audience an opportunity to demand change, culminating in Pilate's removal from power in 37 after Christ. Ironically, those who had aligned with Pilate during Jesus's trial were the same ones who precipitated his downfall. The same year saw the high priest Caiaphas, a central figure in the accusations against Jesus, removed from his position by Vitellius, the governor of Syria. The wheels of divine justice seemed to turn, bringing about reversals for those who played crucial roles in the events of the Passion of Christ. With the death of Tiberius Caesar and the rise of Caligula, a new chapter began for Rome and for Pilate. Sent into exile in Gaul, what is now known as France, Pilate faced the twilight of his influence and power, far from the land he had ruled with an iron fist. Confronting loneliness and remorse, Pilate chose a tragic end, putting an end to his own life. And so, the saga of Pontius Pilate comes to a close, not with the pomp of power, but in the quietude of exile, far from the influence and recognition he so valued. This story leaves us with a profound lesson about the ephemeral nature of power and the pursuit of true light. The words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 echo as a beacon to our souls, inviting us to reflect on what truly illuminates our lives. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. These words remind us of the importance of where we focus our vision, our aspirations, and our hearts. The light we choose to follow determines the path we tread. Pilate had a unique opportunity before him, a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came into the world as a witness to divine truth. This moment could have been a turning point, a chance for Pilate to look beyond earthly expectations and see the true light that Jesus offered. However, the shadows of power, greed, and fear of judgment from others clouded his vision, imprisoning him in a darkness that eventually led him to despair. It is important to remember that, regardless of human decisions, Jesus's divine destiny was already determined. God had predestined the sacrifice of his Son as a means of liberation for humanity from the burden of sin. Pilate's decision, however crucial it may seem in the narrative of events, was embedded in a larger plan, a divine design that transcends human understanding. Yet, for Pilate, recognizing Jesus' true identity could have meant not only the salvation of his soul, but also a transformation in his earthly and eternal life.